there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. She entertains the nation on her Tea Time show, and she also presents her own book show, Between the Covers, on BBC Two and iPlayer. But for now, she's putting down her Jackie Collins, and she's sitting back and flicking through the in-flight magazine on Allen Air. Welcome on board, Sarah Cox!
Final boarding call for Sarah Cox. Final boarding call for Sarah Cox. Sarah Cox, please make her way to the Allen Air Terminal. Thank you.
Sarah Cox, welcome on board.
Thank you. What a lovely plane you have. Lots of cushions.
Yeah, I love a scatter cushion, me. What is your etiquette for getting on a plane? What do you like? What do you take? Do you take a Kindle?
Ooh,
a book?
Yeah. So definitely take a fully loaded iPad.
Yeah.
And I never go anywhere without earbuds to block everything out.
Yes.
So I'll have earbuds that I can listen to my iPad on.
Have you noticed with earbuds, they've added that little knobbly bit at the end,
yes,
so they do stay in? Because I was actually folding over my face to keep them in my ears. They kept falling out.
Can't you clench your ears?
No, I can't. But, you know, you'd see people like, and, you know, in the advert, they're like abseiling, you know, doing cartwheels, and they stay in. I would fart and mine had come out.
Yeah, they're noise cancelling those bits on them. It's good. It's,
yeah,
it's block everything out. But I love an earbud just so I can sleep. I can't sleep if I know that I've not got an earbud with me, and I'm the same on a plane. I actually once wore earbuds at a spin class because the woman was so loud on a little Madonna mic and was screaming at me.
Oh.
I thought I'd just discreetly, the next time I went, I popped in a couple of like the orange foam
ones
and put them in. They're luminous, so they might have thought I was joining in with like the rave vibe. and a mic was distorted, so I thought, oh, I'll block this out a bit.
Oh.
I got the general gist. We're just on a bike.
You do,
it's not rocket science.
No, I mean, you can only cycle, can't you, love? Are you quite a sympathetic traveller? Like, if it's a short haul flight, will you still put your seat back, even though, you know, someone behind will have their journey spoilt?
That is such a good question. You know what? I am annoyingly like nice and considerate like that.
Yeah.
I won't really put it back. But if the person in front of me starts, then it's like a Mexican wave. Everybody starts it, don't they? Just an inch.
Yeah.
And you do a solid little glance. What I won't put up with is people who don't control their kids.
Right, okay, yeah.
So I don't care how cute the kid is. I don't really care about OPKs, other people's kids, not interested.
Okay, yeah.
Quite like my own most of the time.
Because kids are like farts. You don't mind your own.
Exactly that. I'm going to get that tattooed on me somewhere in Hebrew or something. Beautiful. But if the kid is stood on the seat facing backwards watching me, if it's on the row in front, I don't care. You know, I'm just like, I don't want to see your face.
No.
I'll nod once, curtly.
Yeah. And you do the smile, hello, and then come on, sit down, look after your kids.
Yeah, I discourage it. Mm. Try and look stern from then on in.
I always get someone like with War of Peace trying to put that in the thing behind you, really descaling your vertebrae as you're like sitting there.
Can the lady in the noise cancelling earbuds please move your seat? Madam, with the noise cancelling earbuds, can you please move your seat?
So tell us, Mike, where have you travelled? I read your book.
Oh, thanks.
Till the Cows Come Home, A Lancashire Childhood. Because unlike, you know, you do get, celebrities get books sent to them. And I do actually read the books that people send me. And you do Between the Covers.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a Jackie Collins book, doesn't it? Do you take books with you? Do you find your holidays a perfect time for reading books, or can you switch off?
Well, it used to be before I became a parent, and now more and more as the kids getting bigger, I can read more on holiday. But when I was like sort of, what would I be in, like sort of mid, late 20s before kids, I would like, and it was before, it was quite a while ago, and it was before having like a, you know, an e-reader or whatever. Mm. So I would take like 4 or 5 whopping novels with me.
Yeah.
And take things out so I could fit the books in there.
Just like that, yeah.
Because it was just so lovely just to lose yourself. I mean, it wasn't a Jackie Collins or a Jilly Cooper. It wasn't 100 Days of Solitude.
I remember when I went backpacking around Mexico. How insane is this? Throwing away very good pair of shorts to put in Memoirs of a Geisha. I mean, how gay is that? Throw the book away, but you just thought, oh, it's a book, and I don't know. Well, you obviously love
books.
You have
to fashion some pants out of the pages you'd read, just stick them on.
So have you ever been inspired by a book to travel somewhere?
Oh, I tell you what, Victoria Hislop and the Island, it's set in Greece, in Crete.
Yeah.
And the island, I think, Spinalonga, it was a leprosy colony.
All right. Where's this going?
I don't know. Well, there's less.
I just want to get away from COVID. I'm going to Spondylipa. What's it called?
There's less bits to rub factor 50 on if they're all dropping off, I guess. No, there's no lepers there now. It's fine. It was
God.
A leprosy colony. And her
I know
book,
we have a lot of lepers listening, so yeah.
Her book is all about this tiny island off of Crete, and I bought the book. I don't know which came first, the book or the holiday, but I ended up sitting on my balcony reading about this little leper colony across the water and looking at the island across the water as I read it. It was amazing.
It's amazing when you're somewhere like that. I mean, I read, it's got House of Jinns or something. It's not Jinn as in Jinn, it's Jinn, House of Ghosts, when I was in India. And when you read a book that you're there, it just brings it alive. I can't recommend it more. You know, I decided for once to be a bit organised and take that. But
hopefully people will buy Till the Cows Come Home and go to Bolton to read it.
Yes.
look at the A666. Oh, lovely. As the traffic rumbles past. Your boom time.
Because talking of that book, obviously you are a beautiful woman, so I knew. But modelling, I didn't realise modelling in Japan and Korea.
Well, not Japan because my boobs are too big. I actually got told that. So my boobs are too big for Japan.
They let me in.
I thought I'd seen you somewhere before. Those Japanese catalogues. So they sent me to South Korea, you know, Seoul, capital, you know, fashion capital of the world. So I went to South Korea and I worked there 2 separate trips and about 5 months in total. Mm. It's amazing. But, you know, if I went there now, I'd be all like, oh, let's really, you know, drink in the culture. But I just drank their booze. I didn't want any culture. All this amazing, unusual food.
Yeah.
And I was just like, there's not even a McDonald's here. It's rubbish. Because, you know, you're 19.
Oh, God,
you just don't care.
What's been your biggest surprise, travelling-wise? Because I heard, is it Oman? You had a lovely time there.
Oh, Oman was lovely. But I did go full Claire from Homeland. I mean, it just says on the advice, because it's a Muslim country.
Of course, yeah.
They just say dress modestly. Well, I loved it. I really went for it. Yeah. Even some of the locals were a bit like, all right, love, relax.
Tone it down a bit.
Are you a bit hot? Oh, I should have brought a picture. I had like scarves on my head and wrapped around my neck and these long sleeve shirts. and loose trousers. I mean, my husband was like, oh. Good job it wasn't our honeymoon. It's a bit like,
Because I've been to Oman.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like, you know, when you go there and it says be respectful and everything. And I was at this lovely hotel, the people were so friendly. And then, you know, the man gave me the wine list in the hotel. And I was like, do I have wine? But, you know, I think you build yourself up into this very weird kind of thing. And the man didn't give a shit. And I was like, white wine, please. And he gave me the wine list. You know, it's not prohibition, Alan. He went, yeah, it's coming up. Very nice. I'm like, yeah, can you put it in a cup, a mug?
In a sippy cup, yeah.
Yeah. What about the heat, though? The thing is, because I went there to do this event and Paloma Faith was there and she's such a laugh, Paloma. And I said, hey, we are going to have the best time in Oman. That heat knocked me out. It was like Weekend at Bernie's. I was asleep. I just kept falling asleep. And it was like, I just saw the sun. My body didn't. It's like being in a kiln.
Yeah. What time of year did you go? We went Christmas.
I don't know, summer.
Did you go August or something?
Yeah, August. Honestly, I mean, I've never known anything like it.
Yeah, I mean, the locals don't come out in August. They're like, no, thank you. I'm going to just stay indoors.
Yeah, but you know what we're like? Brits abroad. Yeah, get oi, the chips out on that. And then Alan.
We had a night. We had a breeze. It was lovely where we were on the beach. We had a lovely breeze coming through, and we could cool off in the sea. Although some days, something had been released somewhere. We were told not to go in the water. It was very frothy, which does make you think, how's it fine the next day? One day, it's like Springfield nuclear plant is up the road, and the next day you're like, it's fine. Go and drink that stuff.
What about that sea snot that's in Turkey? Apparently that's affecting everything.
Don't. I've not even heard of that.
No. I've just stopped me spreading malicious rumours.
It's not like I'm planning on going to Turkey. I'm devastated.
Can we go anywhere? I'd settle for sea snot. I'm so desperate to get away. Because I'm wading through sea snot. I can't even say it.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
What's this place then called St. Paul de Vence? It sounds like a very gay old man who runs a nightclub. Hi, I'm St. Paul de Vence. From Duty Free.
In the 80s, it's so good. Yeah. I bet he had a toupee on as well.
Yeah, and a pink ruffled shirt.
St. Paul de Vence. It's,
you love it there, don't you? It's a place really, you go back to.
Yeah, beautiful place. So you land at Nice and it's not too far from sort of Cannes, south of France, kind of. And I basically married very well because my husband's dad had a place up in the hills there, like a beautiful holiday home. And we went there year after year. I'd go go sometimes with my family and the kids. Other times I'd go with a bunch of my best girlfriends. Mm. When I was there with the family and kids, I'd be like, oh, I can't wait, come back here with my friends. As I peeled another potato on my own in the sweltering kitchen.
I've done that before. You sort of stop yourself from saying, this would be great to come with people I like.
Yeah. Not with you, love. And it's just absolutely beautiful and amazing. I mean, it kind of happens, doesn't it? Something happens when you turn sort of 40, where you wake up and suddenly you like mint tea. And you're like, what?
Yes.
Quite fancy doing a crossword. And something else that happens is that you care about views.
Yes.
I mean, when you're 17, you don't give a shit about views. But suddenly I'm just like, oh, a view. And this would just be sort of these green hills of... it's just absolutely beautiful, of lush forests, and you just get the odd little building spotted around, but a nice building, not a McDonald's or not a co-op,
but
a beautiful little...
But France, they do it. When you go over there, I mean, you know, if you've driven to the south of France, you could stop at any village and it is charming. And you wonder, like, if you come to England... You know, because they're always built on top of a hill in France. They don't go after the dollar. There's not golden arches. And it just, they seem to have it right. And it all feels a bit local.
Yeah.
And I love it. And, you know.
You do feel local. You went to the shop, like this local little shop, and it'd have all the fruit and veg there. And it used to sort of blow this sort of cold droplets, this mist all over the fruit.
Yeah.
So it was like the fruit was in stars in their eyes. Like, oh, tonight I'm going to be a mango.
Oh, my God.
All the locals are in there and it's lovely. You pay like 34, you know, euros for a raspberry, but it's just worth it for the experience. And there's a place called the Column d'Or, which is this really famous restaurant that has got Picasso's up on the wall because he used to live near there. And when he was a poor artist, he'd go there for his, like, you know, for his petit déjeuner.
Oh.
And he wouldn't have any money in his pocket, so we'd just knock out a quick painting for him or a quick drawing, like, oh, have this for me.
Oh, I do that at Burger King when I can't afford it. It's a joke. We'd rather have some money. Knock, knock.
Okay, security.
Yeah, pressing the button under the desk. So we talked Korea and we've talked south of France. Mm. Now, obviously, everyone knows you are a Lancashire girl. And obviously, we want it to be very inclusive. Tell us a UK gem in Lancashire, somewhere, your little secret. It can be a town, it can be a walk, it could be a church, it can be a bay, it could be anything. Something that you like there that no one really knows. Well, no one really knows about, but something... You want to rave about?
Oh, I was going to say I'd be stuck, a bit stuck if it's like nobody knows about it, because I'm like, have you heard of Blackpool?
What is this place?
It's a little gem hidden away, because we'd always go there when we were little, and just still there's, I really want to take my own kids there, because it'll just forever have a little place in my heart.
And can I just say, the amount of people we've had here who mention Blackpool.
It's so
Jesse
funny,
Ware,
yeah.
Robbie Williams, they are all like, there's something about that place. I know it's easy to like moan and take the piss out of, but actually I have very fond memories there.
Yeah, we should all meet up. It should be...
Yeah, let's get in a Life's the Beach WhatsApp
Life's
group.
The beach.
Hi, Robbie.
The reunion.
I thought we were going to St Paul de Vence, especially in Blackpool.
I guess closer to home, sort of up over the sort of... Well, actually, it's not even near... I've not really got anywhere near Bolton. I mean, the best thing to happen to Bolton was the drive-through McDonald's on Blackburn Road, which changed my life and which made me not want to travel. Because my sister was off travelling during her uni years and just after. And I was literally like, they've just opened a drive-through. Why do we want to go anywhere in the world? We've got everything we need here in Bolton. But she actually then... She took me to Paris as part of her degree, and she took me out one night, and she made me eat this sort of beef and have a little sip of red wine. And I felt like sort of the scales fell away from my common muck eyes. And I was suddenly like, oh, this is nice. And I had to wander around Paris on my own all day before, you know, before mobile phones. God, I sound so old. Just with like a few francs and
they hadn't
the
built
money.
The Eiffel Tower yet. It was half built. Arc de Triomphe, just a pile of rubble.
All in black and white. And I was wandering around, and because I had to find my way around just with a little map and a little metro map.
How romantic, though.
So, and I loved it, and that's what made me think, oh, actually, there is life beyond, you know, the walls of Bolton.
I'm afraid, madam, in first class, we don't serve McDonald's. Maybe you should go down to economy.
You're like my other half. You love horses, don't
yes.
you? Have you ever incorporated a horse holiday or anything? Or do you want to go anywhere where there's horses?
Yes. Well, what I have done, I've done a weekend. They do it over Dartmoor and it's amazing.
Oh, nice.
It's beautiful. And I've got my own horse now. And she's from down that way. She's from Devon. So she'd be able to cope with the rough terrain. But when I've done it before, it's like endurance riding for 2 days. They lend you these incredible horses that are from the local hunt. So they know the way around.
Yeah.
It's Liberty Trails, it's called. All over Dartmoor, and this is called the Dartmoor Derby, and it's sort of based on the Mongolian Derby, but on the Mongolian Derby, you're on ponies that are kind of wild.
Oh God!
So they have a lot of like hospital tents because people like breaking bones all over the place, and I think they just give you a walkie-talkie and they set you off across Mongolia like a few hundred miles, like see you at the other end. This is just Dartmoor, you know, not just Dartmoor, but safe, as in they know where you are. You've got a leader with you the whole time, and then there's canapes and champagne. And then you get back on your horse after lunch.
I might get this for my other. He doesn't listen to this podcast, so I'm fine. I can say it. That would be a nice thing for him.
He would love it. Yeah, it's incredible. And the horses are beautiful as well. It's
do they have like ones for like people like me? No. When you read fat. No, untrained.
It's got to go muscular and thrusting.
Yes, that's it. Very masculine.
Yes. Yeah, I had a love. The first time I went, they didn't know whether I could ride properly or not. They didn't know if I was just one of those, you know, sleb types saying, oh, yeah, I've got horses and that. They put me on this massive, big piebald, but it was called Tetley. So that gave you a clue that he wasn't that sort of, like, wild. You know, he was like a massive cup of tea and was lovely and just sort of took me around. But, yeah, they've got amazing horses. You other half would absolutely love it.
Oh, I'm going to do that then.
So nice. So I want to go back there and take my own horse to that.
What about abroad? Would like Arizona or somewhere like that? That's meant to be. Patagonia is meant to be something
really?
Else. South America.
Well, I've heard that you can ride across Spain. There's something you. The problem is, I do get vertigo, so I can't go.
How high is the horse?
Spanish horses. Three stories.
Going through Benidorm.
So if it was like mountainous terrain.
Oh, I see. Yes, I get it.
You'd have to. I get vertigo, you know, where you want to jump off things. They'd have to like gaffer tape me to the saddle. Stop me from doing that. So I don't want anything that's going to be scary like that, but a long time in the saddle, I'm fine. They do something in Spain, but I've got a feeling that might be going over like mountainous region. I do like the idea of working on a ranch.
Oh, yeah, well, like in Texas or somewhere. Yeah. Do they even do that there?
Be a cowgirl, you know what I mean?
Like yeah.
Beans around the campfire at night.
Oh, Calamity Jane, did you like that film?
Maybe I've seen too many films. <I know. laughs> But where you go and you move the cattle for grazing.
Oh, yes.
And because there is a Western, you know, on this Liberty Trail thing over Dartmoor, a few of them were riding Western style. Which
What's
is
that?
So you have it's a different saddle, so it's got a big horn up at the front between your legs that you can kind of sit deep into,
like in the movies.
Yeah, and it comes up behind you as well, so it really sort of holds you in a bit, like, you know, like a sort of sumo nappy. You know, they've got that big bit there holding you in place.
And
it's a different style where you steer them in a different way.
Well, I ride side saddle as I do on Boris bikes. I would love to go there when you're doing that and freak you out and get a bow and arrow and just fire it. Can you imagine freak everyone out and go smoke signals from behind a rock?
Oh, in the, oh, on the ranch. Yeah. I thought I met in Dartmoor. Oh, I was like, oh, God.
Howdy, ma'am. Welcome to Dartmoor.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Does Sarah Cox complain?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I'm not trying to sit you up, but just like, you know, smelly rooms, noisy rooms, will you say? Or do you get your other half to do it? Because
no.
I get the other half to do it.
No, what happens is he loads a gun and I fire it. That's
oh,
what
it's the other way around with us. Yeah.
So what, do you drive your other half mad?
Yeah, and then when he's shouting at the people, I go, oh, Paul, leave it. It's not that bad.
That's the reverse of us. It's so annoying. That's
what you like, Paul? I love chewing gum on a pillow. I'm saying just ignore him behind him after I've wound him up and like, have a go.
That is so funny. Yeah, that's basically I'm that woman who's then complaining while her husband's doing a time of the month face behind me or something. I'm like, right. Well, you know what are you supposed to do? See, Ben's dad says, you know, I don't... So my father-in-law, I don't think he'll ever sit at the first table he's given at a restaurant or stay in the first room he's given. That's supposed to be a rule that you follow. It sounds complicated for the staff,
isn't it?
That does
sound a bore like, yeah. Because then you get these little tips like turn up with a neck brace and you'll get a better seat on the plane. I'm lucky if I remember my passport, let alone like a fake neck brace. You know what I mean?
Crunches.
You're lucky I'm here on time, love, let alone, oh, my neck.
One of those arrows through your head that you get at Halloween.
I was in Dartmoor and Native American shot me.
Side saddle across the moors and suddenly. This sounds terrible, but the place I've had to complain the most, you wouldn't think it was Bahamas.
No.
I think it'd be absolutely, because it's really expensive there.
Yeah. And I think the more expensive things are, the more you feel you want it perfect.
Yeah.
Because you treat yourself. It's a treat, isn't it?
It's a treat. It's massive. It's a massive, big treat. And
yeah.
It's expensive. So you get there and you're tired and you want it to be lovely. So I try when I get into a room, take into account that I might be a bit tired from the flight and a bit raggedy. And after a shower, things might feel a bit better. But if not, then I go full throttle.
Yeah.
The Bahamas was like... We went out on the balcony. I was like, what's that noise? And I looked down and there was a roof just below our balcony that had those massive industrial fans.
Oh, no.
That must have been pumping out from some of the restaurants or something. So you just get a whiff of whatever was, you know, grilling that afternoon. And it was noisy as well.
Yeah.
Like ringing my mum. It's all right. She's like, where are you? She's like, I was going back of a 747. She's like, you're just getting on the plane. No, it's my relaxing balcony. It cost me £1 million and I hate myself now. Because I'm all up for holiday in the UK. I was ahead of the curve of COVID. I was banging into the UK before everybody jumped on that one through force. But my husband wasn't. He's always like, look, we have to go away. We have to go and find some sunshine.
Yeah.
I was like, get a cagoule on. Come on.
Come
it'll
on.
Be fine.
Yeah.
Stay in the UK. So when I do splash out, I really want it to be perfect.
Yeah. My pet hate is that in America, especially when...
Americans.
American. Yeah. I know. Who knew Americans was full of Americans? Now, when you turn up to a hotel and you just want to go to your room, you've been on a long flight, and then they want that credit card thing. And I'm like, well, let me just pop upstairs and drop my case off, have a shower, then I can do it. But they want it now. And you're like, you've had half the money already. I'm not going to fucking chain myself to the minibar. I'm like, ah, squatter's rights, down with the patriarchy. Just let me have a strip wash and come back down. But they're like, that's why I hate. Just let me in my room, because I have technically paid for that room, because you had a massive chunk of my credit card.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Winds me right up.
I like the ones when they wait in there for you with like a glass of Carver or whatever. That's nice, isn't it? When you first get there and they give you a drink.
Well, it happened to me in India. I turned up there and they popped, this is quite a nice hotel, they popped a turban on and gave me a bindi like that and the thing. And then I was just so scared of cultural appropriation that I was just like hiding behind this pillar, because I can imagine like sick Alan Mox. And I'm like, the hotel manager has done this himself.
You're like, likely story. Go on.
Yeah, I know. Sick Alan. Look at him. You know? But that's what I'm like, you know, I was terrified. So you love a staycation then. So where do you sort of go? Do you go Devon, Cornwall way or Dorset, or do you go up north? What?
So I used to go, when I was little, we'd go to Cornwall a lot. And we'd have our tent. And my uncle Trevor, who's no longer with us, but he had this magnificent trailer tent, which felt like something, a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like, in my memory, you press a button and it unfolded with all the beds made and like a vase of flowers. But it wasn't. It was more technical. You know, you had to faff with it a bit. But to me, that was like, oh, wow. And I really love camping and love, I quite like a little caravan site.
Yeah.
I'd never take my husband. He's too well brought up. You know, I think if you're working class, I think if you're a bit posher, you're sort of skiing and you're Florida, and you're away at Christmas, especially if you're Jewish. A lot of my husband's Jewish, loads of my Jewish friends, they'll all just, when you can go away, they'll all just get out of town when it's Christmas and just go somewhere hot.
Yeah.
But I'm much more like, I quite like a little poodle to like the Isle of Wight or to Dorset and go to...
We were great, Yarmouth and Stanton, Babbacombe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Devon,
and a static caravan, you know, on a caravan site where you can give, the kids can go off to the arcade for an hour. If you're with a girlfriend and with all the kids. Although there was, we did have one year where we had a tummy bug, which funnily enough, that was the last year we went in two static caravans with six kids. Me and my mate. And one by one, it was like a zombie film. We all came down with it. The adults actually swerved it, but at one point, you know, like four of the six kids were just sat there with a washing up ball and a bucket. And on the way home, you know, just kind of. So that was pretty horrific. But otherwise, I do quite like, I like a confined space to try and cook your beans in.
Yeah. Who needs more than two rings to make a Sunday roast?
I'd really wanted to go to Anglesey for ages, because people kept texting into the radio about Anglesey, and I kept thinking, oh, it looks lovely there. I really want to try it. So we went a couple of weeks ago for half term. So we went up to Anglesey and stayed in, well, he described it on Airbnb as a gypsy caravan, but I didn't know again if I was allowed to call it that. So I just kept calling it the hut, awkwardly. I don't say it on air. I thought, I don't know if you're allowed to say that. But I think it works. It's like a traditional, you know. And the other one was a hobbit's house. Well, I don't want hobbits getting upset with me.
I know.
It's a minefield. So I went with my sister, and there was like the five kids, and we were in these two little hut things in Anglesey. And it was beautiful. And we went to the beach, and of course, the minute you get to this sandy beach, it's beautiful, but it's Wales, isn't it? It's why it's so green, because it rains so much. Well, it started drizzling and then it got a bit heavier, and me and my sister both there, I've got pictures of us in with our hoods up with our cagoules. At one point I've got my little dog, bless her, she had to go between my legs and under a picnic blanket just to shelter. Anyway, it blew off and it was fine. 17-year-old still hates me. She didn't want to come, she wanted to go to a party, drink fruit cider. I'm like, no, you'll come to a hut with all your family.
Because that is the thing, is it? Hut now. You've got shepherd's hut, you've got hobbit hut, you've got gypsy hut. Yeah, there's all these. I don't know why they're leaving their huts, but.
And I got there way too early. I was meeting my sister at 1:30 for lunch. I got to Llandudno for 11:30. I'd got my kids in the car at 6 a.m. Engines running, I call it. I say, engines running six. I'm a tyrant.
My dad's like that. Beat the traffic.
Yeah, that's
me. Go on, beat the traffic. Beat the traffic. It's like 4 a.m. What? It's only us and milk floats out.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
We're about to land, Sarah, so we've got to just got time for this quick fire round. I'm the only one who believes I'm on the plane. Mojito or minty?
Oh, mojito.
Factor 50 or chip fat?
Oh, factor 50.
Water sports or water waste of time?
Water sports.
You know what I mean. Hammock or honeymoon suite?
Oh.
Basically, do you like roughing it or...
Oh, honeymoon suite.
Yeah. Amazon Hike or Amazon Prime? I don't even know what these mean myself.
Choice.
Do you go for a little wander or will you stay at home and watch a box set?
You know what? We do know. Like on our honeymoon, we kept going. We went to Mallorca and we loved to go off for a little walk for an hour or so. So, yeah, a little hike like that.
Here, can I just ask you, Mallorca?
The Residencia.
Had Matthew Williams on here. Did you see Catherine Zeta-Jones or Michael Douglas? He's lived there for years and they live. He's seen their dog. But hasn't seen them.
No, I've not seen. I mean, I like going to Chiswick just to see Ant and Dec, so that's even more exotic to go try and spot Michael Douglas.
Nudist or not on your Nelly?
Oh, not on your Nelly.
Not in Anglesey?
Out of my hut. Morning!
Culture vulture or beach bum?
Oh, God, a bit of both, but... beach bum, really, I guess.
First aid kit or first aid shit?
Oh, first aid kit. I'm quite good.
Good. And then tip 'em or fuck 'em.
Oh.
That's basically, you know, I've explained this every time, but you know, like, you're on holiday and someone's been really good to you, a lovely waitress or a lovely thing, and you're going, do you know what, I'm not going to tip 'em because I'll never see 'em again. Or do you tip 'em?
Oh, good. That's what you had to explain.
Yeah, because I think certain guests thought we you tip them.
Oh,
then
fuck
them.
Well, you fuck them, then give them a tip. Yeah, they're good.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm tip them. And more than that, I'll say to the manager afterwards, I'll keep a list of who I really like. I'm such a dog.
Oh, well, that's nice.
At the end, I go, Manuel was magnificent at breakfast every morning.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I don't know if it does any good, but it's nice to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Have you had a good flight?
Oh, it's been fantastic. Brilliant. Thank 5-star service.
Oh, good. Now go and collect your luggage. Thank you, my love.
Bye, love.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
You can, of course, catch Sarah Cox on Radio 2 Tea Time Monday to Friday, but please check out her brilliant book show, Between the Covers, and you can catch them all on BBC iPlayer. I'd love you to rate the podcast. We'd love 5 stars, obs, and just keep coming back because we love having you on board, Alan Air.
Hello, Alan Davis here, inviting you to join me by listening to a new podcast, 7 Pillars. Each episode, I'll be talking to a famous guest to discuss 7 significant cultural influences, inspirations, or experiences. 7 things that help shape them, that they loved, or that they return to again and again and hold a special place in their life. From films and music, books, food, places, and memories, the podcast ask 7 questions that will spark stories for the guests and give the listener an insight into the minds and passions of some of the most interesting comedians, actors, writers, philosophers, and raconteurs around. Starting with comedian Romesh Ranganathan in episode 1, which is out now. And in the coming weeks, we have Hollywood actor Walton Goggins, comedy legend Joe Brand, author and intellectual heavyweight Jay Perini, and many more. You can find the show by searching 7 Pillars on all podcast platforms.